So nice to see you. How are you doing?
Good.
Come in for a routine checkup at the Advanced Primary Care Associates in Jamaica Plain, and you may end up sitting down with a pharmacist. This isn't your typical doctor's office. It's what's known as a patient-centered medical home.
So a medical home is essentially a clinic in which there's a team of providers at different levels of health professions who work together, centered around a patient's needs, to provide health care and health promotion.
Dr. Asaf Bitan is part of a team that includes a physician's assistant, a social worker, a pharmacist, and a nutrition expert. Before their daily appointments, the team huddles to discuss each patient's care.
Any mood problems or worries that you have about depression, anything like that?
With her?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, you're right. So we should do a PHQ-9 as well. And we think that by having various professionals who are coordinating, who are accessible 24/7, who work together and ask you about what your needs are, we think that that's getting closer to what patients actually want.
Part of that coordination includes what's called a warm handoff from one specialist to another. Clinical social worker Sarah Gale explains.
A primary care doctor or a physician's assistant may be with a patient and something comes up. It could be, for example, an issue of domestic violence. So I'm here available and I'm not scheduled the whole day, so I can be pulled in at a moment's notice and we can start the intervention right away.
There's no pharmacy in the practice, but full-time pharmacist Sonia Freitas is on hand to help patients manage their meds.
I educate patients on the correct and safe use of the medications that they've been prescribed. And I really think that if patients know better why they're taking their medications, they're more apt to take them. And they're also more apt to communicate with us when they're not taking them.
Maria Cuellar made the switch from a traditional primary care practice to this medical home a year and a half ago. She says the personal attention and coordinated care she receives makes a huge difference.
You know, I have diabetes, I have other medical issues, and they've always kept up with me. They don't just make you feel like just a patient. They actually make you feel like a person.
Hello.
Hi, Dr.
So nice to see you.
The medical home model is relatively new, so its track record is unproven. But Dr. Bitan says he sees the benefits in both care and cost.
The early studies of this model show that it looks like it improves patient quality, it improves the patient's experience with their health care, and it looks like it may be starting to lower overall health costs.
Meredith Rosenthal teaches health economics at the Harvard School of Public Health. She predicts the team approach to care will soon become commonplace.
Nationally, patient-centered medical homes, I would say, have really taken off. You may not have a medical home yet. I would say in the Commonwealth in particular, there are many medical homes under construction coming to a corner near you.
Better quality at lower cost. That's a prognosis we can all live with. Liz Alessi, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.